This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got a lot to talk about. Something coming around the bend, maybe an actual nasal spray to help fight COVID. Remember I was talking about boogers and how, you know, maybe we just need more boogers? It's not exactly that, but it might be kind of something along that lines where maybe we stop where the virus kind of likes to come in. You know, it can come into the eyes and other areas too, but cool stuff. N95 mask respirators might be able to be sterilized in a rice cooker. So if you don't have an autoclave, you might be able to use a rice cooker. We'll talk about that story. Many of the world's schools don't really have soap and water, so we're trying to tell everybody to wash your hands. Soap and water, many of them don't even have enough soap. We need to talk about that. Uber, Lyft, DoorDash in some trouble in California as their employees need to be classified as employees and not independent contractors, how that could screw up that industry. Hypothermia, how we might be able to help people fight COVID lowering their body temperature. We love to, in medicine, make people more cold, you know? I mean, not cold enough, we want them alive, but we warm-blooded folk might be too warm-blooded sometimes for the infection. So how will hypothermia help? We're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to hear your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, and we'll have plenty of time left over to watch hockey later. All right, so I got something. I need a little advice. Okay, so I was never popular in school. I went to 12 schools, was always the new kid, and then by the time everybody kind of saw my personality, which was probably annoying because I was class clown. Still never got into the popular crowd. I don't think I really lost much on that. Maybe that was a good thing, but I was never popular. And, you know, sometimes I sat alone at lunch or I sat alone and it stunk. So years ago, there was somebody who had some issues, self-esteem issues. And was battling, you know, with a little bit of depression, and it was somebody that I just kind of knew. It was like a friend of a friend. And, you know, very, very in what we would, in school days, consider unpopular, the unpopular kid. Now, one thing I like to do when I was in school, and maybe it's because I was unpopular, but, you know, I mean, if I saw somebody sitting alone, I didn't want them to sit alone. You know, I was okay sitting alone. I can do a lot of things alone, but I was like, you know what? Why don't I sit next to them? It'll make them feel better. All right, and it might make me feel better, too. You know, every time you do something altruistic, there's always sometimes that little bit of gain where you kind of feel good. So we had gotten to talking, and I forget how this all started, but she had said, well, why don't we go to lunch? Now, to me, that starts to kind of cement the relationship a little bit. When you start going to lunch with somebody now, it means, okay, now you guys are kind of committed and you are more friends or whatever. But I'm thinking to myself, I go, wait a second, I'm in control. I'm in control. Why not go to lunch? She'll feel better. It'll boost up her self-esteem. She probably doesn't go to lunch with anybody. And I got all this, you know, this was like before I think I left my practice. This was like, and moved to teaching. So I was like, yeah, you know, let's do it. So met her for lunch, nice lunch, you know, thought I was like, okay, good. You know what? This boosts her self-esteem. It helps her work on her social skills. She got great lunch. I answered a lot of her questions that she wanted to and all that. Well, unfortunately, it just kind of evolved where it's like, all right, when are we going out again? When are we going out again? You know, or there'd be like a text and, you know, we all know how to like, you know, kind of brush off a text. But when they ask you a question, now you're forced. So now if there's a question, you're forced to answer because if not, you don't want to look rude. And I don't want to look rude. And so I start to notice and I start to kind of get this feeling that, you know, she's starting to be a little clingy. She doesn't have a lot of other nice, you know, people that are nice to her. And I want to be nice. And I want to, oh my God, why does this granola keep coming out of my mouth? Hence, I'm popular. You know, I want to have some sort of a relationship with her. You know, I don't want to blow her off, but my intentions was, I was kind of, you know how that saying goes, you could give a man a fish and feed him for a night, or you could teach him how to fish and feed him for a lifetime. I wanted to teach her how to fish. That's why I went out with her and had lunch. And so, you know, how do you kind of start to de-cling somebody that's starting to get clingy? You know, and I don't want to look rude, you know, and I could say, oh, you know, I'm busy. Oh, man, I got so much going on, and yeah, so I can't do lunch because I got... Well, we're still kind of in lockdown mode. There's really not a lot of, you know, sort of, you know, busy transporting type activities we're kind of doing right now when it comes to COVID, so I can't really use that excuse. So I don't know. Love the advice. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, saying you're busy, you know, I think it's rude. I don't want to say that. But what I really want to say is, look, you and I are cool and stuff, but, you know, my time right now is so limited, and I don't spend enough time with my closer friends. I hate to say this. I don't spend enough time with my close friends. I should be doing a lot. I should be a much better friend to my closer friends. And I don't, you know, I just don't see yours and my relationship being that much of a long-term close friend relationship that I just can't put in the work right now. And I just don't have it emotionally. And that's kind of what I want to say. And I can't say it. And by the way, I think we need to just take a second to redefine friendship, okay? See, to me, in the older days, a friend was somebody where, you know, you could, you know, you got a friend in me. I mean, you could count on them for anything. You know, it's not just about going to lunch. In fact, I have friends that I've never really eaten with. Maybe I have, like, in social settings, but I don't ever have to eat with them, and they're some of my best friends. But then I have others where I just love eating with them. I mean, so there's some things you got to eat with. There's some friends you shop with. There's some friends you work with. You know, so there's that different stratification. But now with social media and Facebook and Instagram and all that, you're now friends. You guys are now blood buddies, and you haven't even met each other. So we're using the term friend, and I hear people go, "Oh yeah, she's a friend of mine. She'll help you out. She's a friend of mine. She's a friend of mine." I go, "Are we friends really? I mean, like, if I, you know, have a fight with Corey and I need to call you about that, you know, and just unload all this baggage. Yeah, are you really there for me, really? You know, I mean, yeah, if I need to borrow money, I'm refinancing my house, right, and I need to buy down the loan. Are you that kind of a friend? So I think we might need to redefine what friend is because social media just screwed all that up. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I give Daniel a hard time. I speak to Daniel, and then a few minutes later, I forget if I spoke to Daniel or Jason, and I really apologize, man. That's why, you know what, we need to have, like, this Zoom going on so I could see you. And, you know, we'd be like, hey, what's up? That's what we need to do. But, oh well. All right. Okay, so we've got some good news. U.S. weekly jobless claims have fallen to 963,000. That is the first time below a million since mid-March. So we're moving in some direction. Since the coronavirus pandemic caused multiple and just... can't tell you how many thousands and millions of doors to shutter. People had to go into the coffers and use unemployment insurance. So the total claims of 963,000 for the week of August 8th were well below the estimate of 1.1 million from economists surveyed by Dow Jones. That represented a decline of 228,000 from the previous week's total. Jobless claims had totaled over a million for 20 consecutive weeks. And the funny thing is I think it's even more than that. It just, those are, you know, people might not have been able to apply for unemployment. because they were part-time or gig workers or whatever, even though there weren't supposed to be protections, I think there's a lot of people that applied, didn't get them. So that number is an underestimation. So the last time the total was below a million was March 14th, and that was at 282,000 when the pandemic declaration first hit. So right at that mid-March mark is when we just started to crumble. And everybody just shut down, hinkered, you know, bunkered in, grabbed as much toilet paper as they could, and stayed home. So there's still, they say, according to CNBC, plenty of work, obviously, for the job market. Those collecting benefits for at least 2 weeks notice continuing claims totaled 15.5 million, a decrease of 604,000 from a week ago. So it doesn't necessarily mean we only have one, we have a lot more on unemployment. But according to Gus Felcher, chief economist at PNC Financial Services, the labor market continues to improve, but unemployment remains a huge problem for the U.S. economy. The number of people filing for unemployment insurance, both regular and PUA benefits, continues to steadily decline as layoffs abate, but job losses remain extremely elevated, far above their pre-pandemic level. So where are we with the unemployment? Well, the extra $600 a week was supposed to expire July 31st. Donald Trump issued an executive order that would provide an extra $400. Now, I don't know if that's still been delivered. I don't know if that gets delivered until Congress reaches an agreement. That extra $600 a week was something that helped people who didn't have, you know, a place to go to if they wanted to work. But it also prevented people who had a job waiting for them and employers saying, come on back. And they're like, nah. So there was a lot of debate. And so $400 was the amount that Donald Trump had ordered. However, it was $300 from the federal government, but $100 was going to be on the states. And I think that $100, you know, per week, per person, that has to be taken on by the states, sort of incentivize certain governors to maybe be not as restrictive with their lockdowns. And so we'll see where that goes. So, you know, the unemployment, unfortunately, the, you know, unemployment issue is not going to go away anytime soon because we're just seeing businesses continue to stay closed. You know, in New York, we're seeing retail chains, small businesses struggling. And in fact, in a recent study, New York, I believe New York City, is the last in the nation. It hit bottom for economic outlook. In fact, actually, it might even be the whole state. They say New York was ranked the lowest of the country in terms of economic outlook by a new report that examines policies and whether they've helped or hurt their state's competitiveness. The American Legislative Exchange Council, a conservative think tank, according to Fox News, looked at each state for the organization's 13th annual Rich States, Poor States report. And generally speaking, states that spend less, especially on income transfer programs, and states that tax less, particularly on productive activities such as working or investing, experience higher growth rates than states that tax and spend more. So the report looked at 15 different variables, looking at top marginal personal and corporate income taxes, property tax burden, sales tax burden, estate or inherited taxes, state minimum wage, and New York was ranked dead last in several categories. And no better than 30th in any of them, they said. So this is the seventh year in a row that New York has been ranked last. Utah came in first in economic outlook and third in economic performance. Texas came out first in performance and 15th in outlook. Now, I know some people are saying, wait a second, well, this might be conservative leaning, you know, which is why Utah and Texas scored higher and all that. But, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. We are looking at many small businesses leave. I mean, retail chains have been, you know, reporting that it is, quote unquote, unsustainable to maintain in Manhattan. National chains, retail, restaurants, they are closing their outlets. And, you know, you see stores, you know, try to move people to online. I mean, if you're paying that high rent and, you know, people aren't going in and, you know, they're not buying things, you know, in their brick-and-mortar stores, what do you expect? New York Times is reporting one-third of New York small businesses may be gone forever. One-third. And that's the New York Times. Now, nobody knows exactly how many restaurants are gone for good. You know, when you do see a store, I mean, people that are trying to survey this, and there's a lot of us. I've even tried to kind of survey in my neck of the woods. You know, when you see a business close and you see it boarded up, is it boarded up because they're afraid of looters? Or is it boarded up because they're, you know, just going to be, you know, temporarily closed for a while? Or is it boarded up because they're done? They've abandoned. They don't have any workers to move the, you know, supplies and the merchandise, and so it's kind of hard to tell. So you know what happens in New York, I from what I'm understanding, prices are starting to drop because of the lack of business. And I mean, if you were an entrepreneur, I would consider, right, if you know, I don't know if I would consider retail, but if you did need to be in New York and you needed that sort of, I mean, I might consider a location. If you did need a satellite location there, I wouldn't consider retail, because I just don't think people are really into as much, you know, going into a store and shopping. And I'm biased. I'm just not a big shopper. I don't really like to go shopping. I don't. I mean, if I have to buy something, I'm like, ugh. I'm like, all right, let me just buy it and then move on. I'm not a shopper. I don't like shopping. So, and yeah, I get people travel and they do like to walk around the shops and they like to walk and look. You know, I get bored. I get bored in stores. You know, some store, like I like some art galleries. I'll walk around some art galleries, or, you know, I like looking at trinkets and things like that. But honestly, I just, you know, So, you know, prices aren't going to drop. So if you ever were going to invest in Manhattan, now might be the time. Because, I mean, it has millions of people. I don't think there's going to be, there's a mass exodus, but still, I mean, New York is overcrowded. So still, whoever's there is still going to need to eat, they're still going to need to shop. So there are some deals that could be made. We'll probably hear about those in the coming weeks. Unfortunately, Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, they're having problems. So a San Francisco Superior Court judge on Monday has ordered Uber and Lyft to reclassify their drivers as employees instead of independent contractors. Now, we talked about this a year ago. The reason why Uber and Lyft or DoorDash work is when the recession hit and people were like, look, I got kids, I got family, there's no jobs. How do I make money on the side? Uber and Lyft allows you to clock in, clock out, have that flexibility, and you make money as you work. If you don't want to work, you don't get paid. Fuck out. You know? And the independent contractors allowed a lot of money to be saved, and it allowed a business model where a lot of people were able to then go and pick up some extra money on the side. Now, in California, they want to make sure that anybody who works for Uber and Lyft is considered an employee and then can get insurance, like health insurance. Well, now that takes the whole model and makes it, quote unquote, unsustainable. So now CEO Dara Khosrowshahi says that they might be just forced to shut down the service for several months if a state court does not overturn the ruling. You have to now start paying benefits and expensive benefits, and you have to now start classifying them as employees and start paying on their taxes. That Uber ride just jumped from $12 to $45. There goes their whole business model. You know, DoorDash also is going to be facing an injunction. You know, I mean, DoorDash, when I first heard about DoorDash and Uber Eats, I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, you know what, it's going to cost too much. But when you look, it didn't cost that much more than delivery. Well, why? Because they're independent contractors. Once a company has to pay, now you getting DoorDash, you're spending an extra 10, 15 bucks, you might be like, hell no. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's younger brother is in a New York hospital. The president plans to visit Robert Trump later on Friday. The White House says President Trump has a very good relationship with his brother. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington also says
the cause of the hospitalization or any additional information about his brother's condition has not been immediately released. Reports say Robert was hospitalized earlier this summer and spent at least 10 days in a neuro-intensive care unit.
A majority of voters who plan to support presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden in November are doing so because he's not President Trump. In a Pew poll conducted, 56% of voters who backed the former vice president over President Trump said they did so because he's not the Republican incumbent. This is USA Radio News. Former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith, who altered an email as part of an application process to spy on former Trump campaign associate Carter Page, is pleading guilty to making false statements today. Attorney General William Barr telling Fox News,
"We need to get the story of what happened in 2016 and 17 now, and if people involved in that activity violated the criminal law, they will be charged. There are going to be developments, significant developments, before the election, but we're not doing this on the election schedule. What's dictating the timing of this are developments in the case."
This all part of the Justice Department case that John Durham is investigating. Two top Department of Homeland Security officials are ineligible to serve in their roles. That's according to a government watchdog. The Government Accountability Office saying the line of succession outlined under the Vacancies Reform Act was improperly altered after DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen resigned last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, now I'm being redundant. And taking your emails at drdahlia.com on our contact page and on Twitter and Facebook. We're also taking your comments as well. So last week, one of you asked me to discuss how coronavirus is a poor person's virus. And this topic has kept coming up, where there was a huge disparity in the income stratification of those who got affected by COVID and severely, and those who didn't. And I think it's worth a conversation. Is COVID a poor person's virus? And it's not easy to talk about, because the more we look into it, the more we see how devastating it is for people that don't have access to health care, that, you know, had to work and couldn't go on leave, you know, or work remotely from home. And when everything happened, February, people were like, okay, what's going on? Is it coming to us? Is this flu? Is it not flu? People using telemedicine, and we're like, look, you know, why don't you go get the flu shot or the flu test so we know if this is flu or not? And while we were kind of hemming and hawing and figuring this out, by mid-May, governors were like, all right, close down, right? Close down. So everybody thought, okay, yay, we're going home. Not everybody. In order to do a close down and a shutdown, okay, you had to have some people still manning their post. Somebody had to still work at the power company. Somebody still had to, you know, work at the water district. Somebody had to, you know, still be in the hospitals. Somebody had to be in the medical centers. You know, dentists, you know, were supposed to be open for emergencies. The grocery stores had to be open. Gas stations. Liquor stores. And trust me, I know, I understand everybody's very, very grateful for the liquor store owner. That was very unselfish of you to open and man and be there for us. Marijuana dispensaries had to be open. So anybody that had a habit that needed to be able to be still addressed, okay, or used for medicinal purposes such as like marijuana, etc., had to still have that access despite lockdown. Now, many of us used exercise as a habit and used exercise for health. Gyms had to close. So I know there's been a lot of discussions and a lot of criticism on why gyms had to close, but I get it. People are blowing and heavy breathing, and I get it. But unfortunately, when we were deemed essential or non-essential, many of the non-essential jobs were executive, were a lot of the suits, a lot of the people that had, you know, very good jobs, and they could go home. They could, you know, they could set up their computer and be able to do their data analyses or their marketing or things like that from home. Well, yet you have other jobs where, you know, basically you're working the counter at the gas station, you're working the counter at the grocery store, you know, and those aren't the highest paying jobs. So what ended up happening is many of the people that were affected by COVID are still exposed, while most of the country got to go into hiding, for people who obviously weren't suits or executives. Then we take a look at the healthcare access, okay? Whereas some people start to feel bad, and they're like, let me call my doctor, or let me call my telemedicine company, or let me get some medication, or let me get, you know, tested or whatever. Those who had access to healthcare, you know, originally did have access to a medical provider. Those who didn't have insurance, said, you know what, I'm going to tough it out. And then when the lungs started to fill up with fluid or that gook or that gummy substance that we saw originally with the COVID-19 infections, by the time they went to the hospital, many times it was too late. Not to mention, sometimes in certain areas, we see some hospitals overcrowded, and then we see some hospitals less crowded. Hospitals in the centers of cities, in the areas that are more high densely populated, fill up. So you might be waiting in the hallway. You might be waiting in the waiting room. I mean, in the 90s, when I had a kidney stone, I was in the hallway for hours. In fact, they never even really gave me a room. And really, until I think they had to do a pelvic exam on me, and I'm like, guys, I swear it's higher up than that, okay? That's not where the issue is. But, you know, everybody always has to make sure it's not a gynecological thing. But for the most part, I was in a hallway. I mean, you know, when you're at a city or a county hospital, they're crowded. Whereas some of the more suburbish hospitals seem to be more open, more available. So those near a suburb might have an easier time getting urgent care. Now they're saying that wealthy people are able to get testing easier. They're able to get these rapid testings. They're able to, fly away from zones, like, you know, in New York, whereas many people that were lower income, you know, had to kind of sit there and still be stuck in the city. You know, other people who are wealthy can flee to the Hamptons, or they could flee to Florida and all that. And so it kind of scares people, because it was almost like the Titanic sort of philosophy, where first class had a chance to live more than third class on the boat. And we don't want that in healthcare, okay? You know, when I, you know, had to triage people in the ER, I don't know who you are, I don't know what you stand for, I don't know what your income is, I don't care. I'm going to, you know, use the same sort of, you know, protocol, the same sort of, ethics I would do, if I was blind. I mean, I don't know who you are, I don't care who you are, I just have to get you better. And I don't care about how much money you have, et cetera, and you know, or even your immigration status. We weren't given that, you know, as ER docs, and it didn't matter. If I have to save you, I have to save you. That's just what we did. But there is a disparity, and people are concerned that if COVID does continue, and we were seeing a more preponderance of people who died that weren't high income, that had, that had income struggles, then is that going to be the way it's always going to be? So, you know, how do you fix that? How do you change that? Well, you know, I've said many, many times, we need more hospitals. We really do. We need more teaching facilities. We need more residencies so we can make more doctors and healthcare providers and nurse practitioners and PAs. But we need more medical clinics. We need more medical facilities. And, you know, when people were spending millions upon millions of dollars on Obamacare, on the website and all that, I was like, can you just take a fraction of it, you know, and start, you know, putting clinics up, you know, especially in these low-income areas? I mean, you know, if there's only one county hospital, and I get those county hospitals struggle, but look at all the money we're putting to, you know, all sorts of other things. I mean, you know, maybe we could save on unemployment insurance and we could save on a lot of these trillion-dollar stimulus packages if we had more access to hospitals. You know, the reason why we ended up having to close down, one was the hysteria, but it was because the hospitals were overwhelmed. I mean, this keeps being brought up in the news. Well, if the hospitals are overwhelmed, we'll still stay on shutdown. Well, are the hospitals overwhelmed because they only have 45 beds? You know, or they only have maybe 15 ICU beds? Then let's just, I mean, build in a couple more hospitals, you know, allow these hospitals to not be overwhelmed. And I know that's in a perfect world. Maybe that prevents the shutdowns. You know, I think a lot easier said than done. And I can't tell you how many people, you know, wanted to put money into Allegiant Stadium for the Raiders. And, you know, they wanted to donate to the school to get their name on that. You know how many people would like to donate for their name on a wall or a name on a room in a hospital? I mean, you know, if you have the ability to build a hospital and your name is going to be on that, I think we have a lot of people that want to donate to that. And I'd rather see those donations go to hospitals in their individual cities than to the Biden campaign or the Trump campaign. I mean, Biden, I think, just how many millions of dollars did they just raise after he put Kamala Harris on the ticket? I mean, good for him, but I'm looking at this money, and I'm like, and you know, we're in the middle of a COVID crisis. If we had all those rich donors, wouldn't it have been cooler if it went to medical facilities? Right? And you can even call it. You can even call it the John Smith endowment for the Joe Biden campaign hospital. I don't care. Same thing with Trump. I mean, these fundraisers I get, you know, and the media does need the commercials, and we do need an election year, and because it does help the economy in some ways. But, you know, lower income people are at risk for a whole slew of medical conditions. And one of the big reasons is there's no access. And so if we can't, you know, figure this out after COVID, we're idiots. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Hillary Clinton is back in the news. I'm not sure if you guys heard, but Hillary Clinton said that she's ready to serve. And she wants to help fix the U.S. She is ready to serve in a Biden administration. The former Secretary of State, former wife of Bill Clinton, and first female presidential candidate has said that she, if she is called to serve in the potential Biden administration, she is ready. Now, I know a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, please God, no. Oh no. Things gonna get any worse. Oh my gosh, no. guys, you remember she was the Secretary of State, highly criticized for her handling of Benghazi. 2012, controversy over a private email server. A lot of controversies. And there's still a huge up in the air. Not that it should reflect on her at this point in time, but a lot of up in the air on how involved Bill Clinton was with Jeffrey Epstein. And if that does come out into the open, then people are going to want to know how much did she know and was she silent? So if I was Joe Biden and if I was his campaign manager, I would probably say, stop the jokes, I know what you guys are thinking, but if I was his campaign manager, yeah, I would probably say maybe take a rain check, right? Maybe, you know, wait this one out. I mean, be nice. Be as political. You got to be nice to the Clintons. You have to be nice. That's just a couple you do not want to upset and say, you know what? How do you turn the Clintons down? This is how I think we should do it, okay? Okay, so if I'm Joe Biden, you know, Hillary's like, oh, choose me. Not that her voice is that high, but don't want to stereotype a female voice, but she's like, choose me, Joe. Well, I can't do Joe's voice. I almost sound like George Bush. Well, I would say, well, you know, I'm honored. I'm actually so honored that I would, you know, have your presence, you know, in my administration, that I'm almost overly humbled, and I don't know if my administration is even worthy of your presence, Hillary. I think you should be in an administration that's going to be even far more powerful than mine. So I'm honored, but I just can't accept because you are just too gracious, to help me out. And I think you could do so much more good out there. And you know, you should become president one day yourself. Okay, now Hillary might be like, that's a bunch of book crap. Nobody's paying me for my speeches anymore. Or she might be like, oh, okay, well, that's pretty complimentary. I don't know. So, well, are you going to get in touch with me? Well, why don't you send me an email? And I'll email you back. On what server? I'm still confused. Am I the only one still confused on what server you use? Okay, this is what I'm all confused about, and this is why I'm not in politics. Okay, so I log on to Wi-Fi. Is that the same as a server? So, like, if I have my phone and I'm in a government building and I decide to text my mom or I need to email, but I email on Hotmail, but I'm on the Wi-Fi of Capitol Hill. Is that, I don't even know what a Capitol Hill's Wi-Fi name would be. Don't trust us. I don't know. Does it matter who your Wi-Fi is? I mean, or is a server who you use to administer your emails, your Hotmail? See, I don't understand. 1-877-DOCDALI. Teach me. 1-877-DOCDALI. So you see, my fear is, you know, they said Hillary Clinton had, you know, communicated with people on her she would text, and she communicated with people on her phone. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I mean, I'm always on my phone. So my guess is you have to either have a separate phone, or you can't use their Wi-Fi. Maybe you have to use the LTE. I don't know. I think I have T-Mobile. I don't know what I have. So I know there's a difference, you know, because like when I'm on my computer, there's a server at work and there's a server in the studio. But then how do you do work remotely based on that server? I thought that's how you use somebody else's Wi-Fi. So I don't know. So if Joe Biden and Hillary do need to discuss anything, they're really going to have to figure this out. And then if they could kind of clue us in, because I still don't get that, okay? Yeah, but you are not supposed to use private email. I get that, because your private email isn't accessed, allegedly, by the government, even though the government can look at your email. But anyway, hopefully Hillary changes her mind, okay? And she decides not to. That would be nice. TikTok, people want to know what's going on with TikTok. Well, Microsoft stock, not really skyrocketing yet because we don't know if Microsoft's going to take TikTok. And there's been some new news with TikTok. I don't know if you guys know what TikTok is. TikTok, I think, is what replaced Vine, where there are these little short videos and people do funny stuff on the video. And, you know, they'll have their animal dance or, you know, they'll talk about, you know, salami and a lid that's not fitting on the salami. And that'll be a TikTok video. Or you'll see healthcare workers dance in a hallway, you know, with no patients around, you know, and they'll dance. And so there's a lot of TikTok dancing. Well, now we're saying, we're being told that TikTok has been found to have tracked Android users' Mac addresses until late last year. Now, I have an iPhone, but if you had an Android, they say TikTok was using an extra layer of encryption to conceal a tactic for tracking Android users via the Mac address of their device, which skirted Google's policies and did not allow users to opt out. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Users were also not informed of this form of tracking per its report. Its analysis found that this concealed tracking ended in November as U.S. scrutiny of the company dialed up after at least 15 months during which TikTok had been gathering the fixed identifier without the user's knowledge. So, again, if I'm on Capitol Hill and I'm watching a TikTok video, I'm done for. I'll never be able to become president. So, a MAC address is a unique and fixed identifier assigned to an internet-connected device, which means it can be repurposed for tracking the individual user for profiling and ad-targeting purposes, including by being able to relink a user who has cleared their advertising ID back to the same device and therefore to all the prior profiling they wanted to jettison. So they say TikTok appears to have exploited a known bug in Android to gather users' Mac addresses. Google was supposed to be on that, but according to Wall Street Journal, they didn't. So a spokeswoman for TikTok didn't deny the substance of the report, nor engage in specific questions that TechCrunch sent. So I don't know what that means. However, a spokesperson says, under the leadership of our Chief Information Security Officer, Roland Cloutier, who has decades of experience in law enforcement and the financial services industry, we are committed to protecting the privacy and safety of the TikTok community. Yeah. Yeah. You guys are probably a part of the TikTok community. If you really thought left out, you are. If you've seen a TikTok video, you're probably in the community. But I think you have to really download the app. I don't have the app. We constantly update our app to keep up with evolving security challenges, and the current version of TikTok does not collect Mac addresses. Whoa. So previous ones did. We have never given any TikTok user data to the Chinese government, nor would we do so if asked. Okay, that just, to me, even that statement now makes me very nervous. So, you know, your kids, your Generation Zs and and millennials are on TikTok, so you might want to, you know, kind of scrutinize what they're doing there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.